Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Pete Daglia now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Bengo scores. It's 5-0, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shult scores. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Storti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daglia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Levy bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Daglia covering. Safe. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Self moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Self scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Kress moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. One out. It's 6-5, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards left. Gosling catches it and throws to second to double up Grubb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte strikes out. Grubb drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schulte out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Burns reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. Self moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Levy reaches second base with a double. Fothergill throws the ball into Appling, who tags Levy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress throws the ball into Self, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Funk reaches second base with a double. Faber moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to home to get Faber. Funk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to third. Kimsey moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Self reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Red Faber. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Funk steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to second with Levy covering, to double up Funk. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.